Have you ever traveled through what was the thriving hamlet of Tavera? And it still exists, commonly with just a cemetery, on the east part of a county road in Richland County. And now for your Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Richland County Digital History Room files, taken from the Republican Observer of Thursday, March 23, 1961, a newspaper clipping with a description by Ray Ellsworth of Richland Center supplies us the story of the Ellsworth Mills in the town of Richwood that would later become known as Tavera. Tavera is now gone. Its stores, the mills, a post office, they only remain in memory. His grandfather, J.A.S. Ellsworth, came to Richland County in 1852, and eventually he purchased the land on the town of Richwood. It's called Knapp's Creek. Then built a water power sawmill, he also operated a tannery, a carpenter shop, and a blacksmith shop. He had three sons, Tom, Dick, and Harry. Dick, who was J.S. Ellsworth's father and Ray's grandfather, started teaching school when he was 16 years old. Later, he took his father's sawmill, converted it into steam, and added a planing mill. Ask where Tavera got its name? Well, the answer, it came from Uncle Sam. That's right. Various names were suggested, but Uncle Sam turned them all down, placing the name Tavera. Customers covered a wide territory, coming from Biola South to Wazika and even as far east as Avoca. They came to Tavera with their lumber loaded on wagons or sleds made ready for the crossing below the mouth of the Blue River. A star mail route was soon started at once from Blue River, supplying both the villages of Excelsior and Tavera. Tavera once had a creamery. It was said among the first to have a cooperative creamery in the state in Tavera in Richland County. After a period of time, they installed equipment, made both cheese and butter, employing two full-time men. But now, Tavera is only a memory.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new individual, family, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. A lifetime membership's available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments, and you'll make a visit soon to the Yakey School Museum. It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to visit the Yakey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 until 4 now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free. Donations are always appreciated. The Yakey School Museum is located on County TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.